This week on Indian Times, the Sand Creek Massacre of 1864 is one of the darkest hours in the history between the U.S. government and Native American tribes. To add insult to injury, reparations were promised in the Treaty of Little Arkansas of 1865, but never happened, so the descendants are taking their grievances to court. David Askman is the counsel for the Sand Creek Massacre Descendants Trust. In the Native world, this incident is well known, but not in the non-Native world.
Essentially, there were peaceful bands of Cheyenne and Arapaho Indians who were camped near Fort Lyon in eastern Colorado in 1864 under an agreement of truce, under a treaty of peace. They were required in order to receive rations from the United States. They were required to turn their weapons in at the fort, so they were unarmed. And on that November morning in 1864, the United States Cavalry, who was led by Colonel John Shivington, at daybreak, attacked with a full arsenal of over 700 men this defenseless encampment. The military used mountain howitzers and a variety of other kinds of artillery and all of the weaponry that the cavalry had to massacre over 180 Native Americans, predominantly women and children. The details of that and the treatment of the dead afterward are simply gruesome.
What history does not tell is the aftermath and consequences of Sand Creek.
The 1865 Treaty of Little Arkansas provided for reparations to individuals who were identified as part of that treaty, and dollar amounts were calculated based on that treaty, and these actual individuals were identified, as well as a fund of money for others that were affected. The treaty provided both for monetary reparations as well as grants of land. That treaty was entered into between or by the United States government. So the promises or the obligations are those of the government.
Of course, some people might say, why now?
That's a really good question, because obviously you're dealing with a very ancient claim and a treaty which was ratified over 140 years ago. But the answer is actually quite simple. The descendants and various groups of descendants have been trying over the last century plus to get some kind of compensation, some kind of reparations, and some kind of recognition of the obligations of the federal government to them, and they've done so at every level of government. They've attempted to make inroads with their legislative delegations. They have attempted to talk to the executive branch. They've gone to the Indian Claims Commission, and basically the buck has been passed at every stage. So as much as litigation is not something which was desired, it's been forced on us, and we see this as the avenue that is most likely to succeed in getting the government to fulfill its obligations.
That was David Askman, attorney for the Sand Creek Massacre Descendants Trust. Indian Times will be updating on this situation in future programs. Six people were indicted Monday in federal court in connection with two bribery investigations involving the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma, former Flintico employees, and a host of subcontracting agencies involved with casino construction projects. The alleged bribes include lavish trips by private jet, vehicles, hunting and golf trips, an African safari, firearms, tuition payments for private school, a lake home, furniture, kitchen remodels, and more than $1 million spent on expensive gifts, including at least $855,000 spent at Louis Vuitton. Lorianne Parsons, owner of Builder Steel, and her husband Brent Allen Parsons, vice president of Builder Steel, Cordell Allen Bug, former vice president of Flintco's pre-construction services, and James Winfield Stewart, a sales executive for Scott Rice, an office furniture company, were indicted on charges of conspiracy to commit theft or bribery. Brent Parsons and Stewart also faced money laundering charges. 100 firefighters from Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas were sent to Oregon to fight wildfires in the Pacific Northwest. Moist and relatively cool conditions in the Southwest have diminished the fire danger in the region. That enabled the firefighters to be free to help out in the Northwest. Officials say the firefighters left from Fort Smith on July 24th to begin the two-week mission and will soon be coming home. Agencies that sent firefighters include the Arkansas Forestry Commission, U.S. Forest Service, and other agencies from Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Texas. Also sending firefighters are the Comanche Nation, Cherokee Nation, Choctaw Nation, Iowa Nation, Osage Nation, and the Alabama Coushatta Tribe of Texas. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.